All right, it's me. You've heard the phrase before after they talked about Jacksonville Fence Company. Don't fences make good neighbors? Okay, somebody's trying to call. Let's go to the phone lines. You're listening to Health Essentials. Boy, you timed that just right, didn't you?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, I'll make it. I was on some psych meds for 25 years, and 8 of those years I was on a low dose of lisinopril. And when they tried to increase my lisinopril, everything went haywire. And now I can't seem to take anything without it drying me out. So here's my thing. I finally got homeopath. I'm doing some bioplasma. I just started yesterday, but when I try to sleep, my blood pressure spikes up very high, and I can't sleep. And it also, it's anxiety is part of it. And I can't do those psych meds anymore, and I really can't even do Tylenol anymore. So without it just causing awful side effects because of the dryness, and the doctors just throw up their hands about it. They don't believe me.
Bless your heart. Goodness.
So my main thing is, while I do these homeopathic things, what I do a bee powder for the blood pressure, and then all during the night I do the oils, but it's not working very well. And
the two things that are going to help you the most, if you would just do a little bit of research, there's a substance called inositol hexaphosphate. It comes from a rice bran extract. So do you live on a rice farm?
No.
No. Oh, well, neither do I. Okay. But if you look at a substance called IP6, one thing that it definitely does, it's going to help gently lower blood pressure because it helps clean the arteries and remove debris. If you ever looked in my closet, you might go, hey, Dr. Morgan, you might want to clean some of the dust out of there, buddy. But I would feel better afterwards because it would be clean. But if you would look into taking some IP6 or inositol hexaphosphate, that will become a little bit closer than what you're doing to lower your blood pressure naturally because it helps get the lining of the arteries in better repair. That's one thing that I would look at, number one. Number two, I want you just to consider an herb called hawthorn.
You know what? That made my heart race, unless I can just take a half of it or something.
Of course you can. All these are negotiable. You can always lower all of them. Now, the other problem that we have in modern times is anytime we eat foods that have been fortified, they fortify them with folic acid and B6 and B2. And all these are just synthetic vitamins. And so I can almost guarantee you what you need are the methylated form of vitamins. So you want to look for methylfolate or methylcobalamin. And if you start taking those, your blood will become instantly cleaner.
Okay, the IP6, is that a medication or is that a natural product?
Oh, totally natural. It just comes from rice. Oh. It's made from rice. Sorry, I didn't explain that very well.
Oh, yes, you did. You said something about brown rice, and I forgot. Okay.
Well, what I meant to say is if you buy IP6 from the health food store, it'll be dirt cheap. But if you go to a pharmacy, that's where it'll come. I'm just joking about that. No, it's going to come from, it's just a natural, God-designed extract or nutrient, and the highest concentration is usually rice. I think you can find it also in walnuts. I mean, do you like to eat walnuts?
Yes, I love walnuts.
Cool. And so if you just look into these, this may create an avenue for you to lower your blood pressure. And I've used tons of bioplasma. I don't know that I'm going to see a great difference with your blood pressure real fast with it, though. I mean, that's been my experience.
He didn't give me that to lower my blood pressure. I'm going to eventually detox because of all of this. But that was, that bioplasma was for, redoing the...
Well, it's going to give you all the cell salts, all the normal minerals that are found in the cells. Yeah. And so, just very, very simply, do you drink soft drinks at all?
I've almost quit once in a while.
But I'm not scolding you. There's nobody casting stones at you today because I probably have more problems You'd find something to cast a stone at me. But the highest occurrence of depression and insomnia and anxiety and stress are among people that drink soft drinks. So if you can find any way just to kind of ponder that in your heart and let it stir around, if you start drinking water, spring water, you could actually take lemon juice. And are you underweight or are you overweight?
I'm about normal right now because I haven't been able to eat hardly.
Well, what I was going to say is one thing that helps stimulate appetite for good foods is lemon. If you would squeeze a little bit of lemon in the water, I don't even care if you add a drop or two of honey to it, just to give it just a little bit of a teeny tiny sweetness. I think everybody at your house should start serving you lemonade while you're sitting in the backyard sunbathing today. What do you think about that?
Is that going to deal with my anxiety too, or do I need a sleep?
Well,
something for sleep? Or?
Well, the problem that you have is if your blood pressure increases overnight when you're asleep, then we've got some problems with too much cortisol, too much adrenaline. And so that's one of the reasons why I want to see if we can't wean you off the, if we can wean you off totally off of soda waters, you'll become a different person in 10 days. And you'll say to yourself, how come Dr. Morgan didn't tell me about this before? He's really slacking off on his job. I would have been well a lot sooner if he'd mentioned this before. But no, the highest rate of depression and anxiety are among people that drink soda water. Or pop or Pepsi, Mountain Dew, whatever.
Well, I haven't had one in over 10 days. It's just...
Oh, good job.
I had to give up tea and coffee, and then in the last 6 months, I even had to give up my decaf tea and coffee, which I was not happy about. And then I've given, so once in a while I have a soda, but...
You know what I really want you to do?
What?
There are neurotransmitters that are produced within your body that make you feel good, and one of those is called serotonin.
Uh-huh.
And I know you've heard probably all about that, but I'm going to give you my short 2 cents on serotonin. This is a natural protein-based chemical or that your body is just more than happy to make for you. And when you have plenty of serotonin, you wake up and you think, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to get after today. I've got this project and that project to work on. I can't wait to be productive. Everything's going to go well. I've got energy. But when you have plenty of serotonin, that's when you sleep really, really well. Now, number two, when your serotonin is low, you're going to be going, oh, great. Do I have to get out of bed today? Oh, this is not going to go well. I just know something bad's going to happen. And you're more anxious. But the reason I'm telling you this is I have a very simple sales pitch for you. If I could talk you in just the simple experiment here, just eat some high-quality protein the very first thing when you get up in the morning. And so let me give you some ideas.
Okay.
If you like tuna fish, I love tuna fish. I could eat it every day if it was in front of me. If you were willing to eat a little bit of tuna fish before you even drink tea or coffee or anything else, that will start to change your chemistry right there. And you'll start making more serotonin. Just give it about 10 days. If you don't like the idea of tuna fish, what if you found some turkey lunch meat that was free of sodium nitrites, and sodium nitrates are preservatives? And that can be found if you look for it and ask for it, especially if you go to someplace like a health food store. And if you did that within 10 minutes when you wake up, your body chemistry will start to change, and you'll be telling your body, hey, we're going to start making more serotonin because we need to be productive. Now, if you want to get even extra crazy, if you went for a walk just for 10 minutes, just a brisk 10-minute walk first thing in the morning, right after you munch on your slices of turkey, or you can eat your turkey while you're walking, I can guarantee you're going to greatly increase the blood flow to the frontal lobe of your brain. And everybody knows that your frontal lobe is much bigger than my frontal lobe. That's why you can think faster than I can, because you're a woman. That's why Roy can't multitask. Yeah, it's true. Women have a 38% larger frontal lobe. That means they're much better at communication than what men are. It's just the way that God made us. But then again, the rear part of the man's brain is much better engineering. So, you know, as a general rule, women are better communicators, right?
Yeah.
And men might be a little bit better at building doghouses. I mean, doghouses they can move into. But anyway, that's a different topic. And so if you would try, just on faith, cut out all the sugar, What we really need to do is we need to start getting you on, make sure that everything that you eat is real. Avocados, those are real. That's brain food. The other thing that's going to greatly enhance everything, there have been so many studies that show if a woman will only consume cod liver oil every single day, this helps even the most resistant forms of depression and anxiety. We're talking about pure food for the brain. Never underestimate what's going to happen to you when you start nourishing your brain with the very substances it needs to function at a high level. And cod liver oil is a superfood.
You know, I tried taking an oil years ago, but it was when I was on meds. It was flax oil, and it didn't agree with me. Do you think I'm going to have any problem with cod liver oil now that
there's one basic way to test the cod liver oil to see if it's good. And I won't go into the high-tech science of it because I've probably forgotten some of the terms. See how I kind of covered myself to make myself not look so... Never mind. If you had a styrofoam ice chest or a piece of styrofoam, like a styrofoam cup, you just break open the cod liver oil and put a drop of it on the styrofoam. If it eats a hole in it, then it's bad. It's not what you want. And so it's rotten. So you want the cod liver oil that's the highest quality that will not eat a hole in the styrofoam. And so you can... So just... usually it's higher quality. And as long as you don't burp it and belch it, you're good to go. It is pure food for your brain.
Okay.
So I think this is worth a risk to try it again because in your case, the prize is just really high. What would your life be like if you felt really good all the time and you can function at a high level?
Yes, I could go back to work.
Yes. What would you like to do if you could do anything? What kind of work would you like? And don't say lumberjack. I knew you were going to say that, but don't say that. Now, what would you like to do?
Some type of Christian service, I guess.
Well, evidently God made you to be a servant, didn't he? You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Do you remember the story of Jesus when he was reclining with his disciples and they were eating, and there were two sisters, Martha and Mary? Which was the one that was at the feet of Jesus washing his feet? Was that Martha?
Mary.
Yes, you're right. But what did Martha have to say? Lord, tell my sister I need some help in the kitchen here. I think he said, you know what? What Mary's doing is pretty much awesome. So she was serving she was serving the Lord. That was great.
Yeah.
And plus, if Jesus wanted to, he could, the guy could feed 5,000 people out of just a couple of loaves of bread and fish, right? He could have prepared dinner for everybody. All right, what else can I help you with?
I'm just concerned that these detoxes that they're wanting me to do are going to keep my blood pressure up. That's all.
If you take it upon yourself just to drink more water and add some lemon to it, that's going to be a very natural, gentle detox. I don't know if you've ever heard of a cleanse called the Master Cleanse. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes.
Yeah, all of it, that's all it is cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and maple syrup and water. That's it.
Oh, I've done that one before.
And I think it's very gentle, but, you know, the body is designed... I realize you're all girl. You don't sweat like I do. I could probably pour off about 40 gallons in about 5 minutes out in this humidity and heat. But if you can do anything that causes you to sweat and perspire, then you'll start detoxing. I mean, do you have good bowel habits? Are you constipated at all?
This dryness causes that. This dryness in my body.
Well, that's why you want a spoonful of flax seeds every single day.
Okay.
Or take flaxseed meal. Take a spoonful of flaxseed meal, stir it in a little bit of water, and drink it down. That will lube you up. And plus, even the avocados I told you about, those are going to be rich sources of oil. I think your body needs those anyway. Rich sources of good, digestible fat. So cod liver oil, like we talked about, avocados, like we mentioned earlier. We meaning me. But you and I talked about them, though. And so as you improve, you'll need less and less medication because you're addressing your brain's cry for nutrition. And your brain needs oxygen. Oh boy, does it need oxygen. So if you go for a brisk walk for 10 minutes in the morning, you are going to get so much more blood flow to the brain. I can almost promise you, you'll feel better in 3 days. You really will. So just look back in 3 days, and you know what the beautiful part about this is? In 3 days, you're going to be able to look at the mirror, and you're going to say, I'll just call you Mary, for example. You'll say, Mary, are you better than what you were? And you're going to say, why, yes, I am. Aren't you glad you followed Dr. Morgan's advice? That guy knows exactly what he's talking about, doesn't he? So do those things, and that will be one step that you can take. But remember to eat a little bit of high-quality protein the very first thing in the morning when you get up. And if you do that before you drink coffee or tea or something else, you'll find that your body chemistry really finds it very agreeable. And you'll probably start telling me, you know what, I'm a lot more motivated than what I was. Meaning there's things that you want to do and you can't help yourself from doing them.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling today. I'm glad you called in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line once again open. It's 903-586-5257. This program is called Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan, and I was going to talk to you about something super delicious called onions, but we're going to go to the phone lines instead. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Dr. Morgan.
How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent.
Yeah, I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and he said I'm developing a cataract. Is there anything I can do for them?
How old are you?
I'll be 72 here in a few months.
Can you even tell there's a cataract at all?
Yeah, he says it's just in the starting stages.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say that very well. I didn't ask a good question. Can you tell when you look through your lens that you have a cataract?
No.
Okay. There is a... let me give you two or three ideas. Sometimes I find very, very good results just using wheat germ oil all by itself. And a lot of these studies on wheat germ oil and cataracts, they probably go back to the 1920s and 1930s, which I know, what could have happened scientifically wonderful in the 20s? Well, lots of good stuff. But wheat germ oil is definitely worthy of your consideration. The other thing that I would look into is just whole vitamin C.
Camu, huh?
Yeah, that's perfect. I couldn't do better. Camu. The other thing that I would tell you about, there is a product, and it's called Can-C. It's just like, hey, there's a can of beans over there. How do you spell it? C-A-N. And then the second thing is a capital letter C. But it's made from an amino acid, and it's a liquid drop. But in mild cases, it has been shown to reverse and dissolve cataracts.
Hmm.
Or at least you can look into this yourself, but the product is called Can-C.
And you put it right in the eyes?
You do, yeah. Not with a needle. just a drop of it. Yeah, you just open your... Just put a drop in your eye and then close it. I've taken it myself also. It's not a big deal. It's easy to do.
All right. Well, I just thought that I needed to try to do something because...
I think you're wise. You want to keep your vision, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to avoid cataract removal surgery, too.
How much longer are you going to be living on this planet?
God only knows.
How much longer would you like to live on this planet?
As long as he wants me to.
Well, if God looks upon you with favor and gives you an additional 27 and a half years where you can serve... You need your vision, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you believe me if I told you the more refined sugar that a person eats and the more they smoke cigarettes, the worse the cataracts progress? Would you believe that?
Yeah, I've always kind of thought that.
Have you considered giving up your four packs a day?
I did that about...
I'm joking, I'm sorry.
38 years ago.
What was the brand of cigarette you used to smoke?
Marlboro and Salem.
My dad liked Camels and Pall Mall. Without the filters.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I'm really proud of you. You are a very good man, and I'm very pleased that you're willing to take good care of yourself. You're a good steward of this body that God's given you. Keep up the good work, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. I probably like all the weird books that nobody else likes. And there's one that I found. I just love it. I think it's great. It's called Vinegar Socks, Traditional Home Remedies for Modern Living. Anyway, there is on page 91, there's a remedy called the Onion Remedy. And it shows a big honking wasp. It looks almost like a hornet, if you ask me. And an onion. Anyway, I'll come back to it in just a second. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
Living it up in an area that I would not like to be in.
Oh, dear. You're going to have to turn your either computer off or your phone off or your radio in the background. I think it's a computer, isn't it?
I just shut it.
Good. Good deal.
And is everything okay now?
Everything's perfect. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Having trouble like the man said with cataracts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also having a problem with my PSA going up. And it's gone up steadily for the last, I've been here almost 5 years, and it's gone up from like one something to over five.
Have they ever given you an antibiotic to see if that'll make it go down?
No.
There's many reasons why a PSA could go up. Obviously, one of the reasons, it's called prostate-specific antigen test, but it can go up the more inflamed and the more irritated your prostate is, but usually when it's 2.5 or below, there's like a 90% chance that a person or a man does not have cancer. When the number is 25, not 2.5, but 25, that's where there's like a almost a 90-plus percent chance it's cancer that's causing it. Do you take any baking soda at all?
No.
One easy thing that you may try, I'm not trying to over-promise anything to you or give you the moon and the stars, but if you would start taking about a half a teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon, of just plain Jane Arm & Hammer baking soda or whatever baking soda you can find in California, stir it into just a little bit of water and drink that each day. It does have very specific anti-inflammatory effects. Now, this was 3 weeks ago on the radio, but I'm almost positive I read the study about very aggressive forms of breast cancer cells or breast cancer tumors where all they did was they injected them with baking soda and the cure rate was 100% death to cancer. I think it just takes a physician with a steady hand or maybe even a nurse. And if they can insert the needle into the tumor or the cancer and inject the liquid baking soda, it had a 100% cure rate. Much, much better than all the chemo and radiation that was done. And so that's one option that you have. If you have trouble with cataracts, there is a simple product that you can purchase. It's eye drops. It's called Can-C. Just like you have a can of tuna fish, C-A-N for can.
And I then, heard that.
And then the capital letter, good. So consider that and see if that helps you. Because I want you to have a good, high-quality life.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. May right. God bless you and yours.
Oh, thanks. May our Lord bless you and your family also, and I appreciate you very much for calling.
Yes, sir.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to the onion remedy just for a second. I want to read this to you. I thought this was cute. I haven't been stung by a bee for a very long time. But as a child, though, I remember running through the grass with my bare feet, stepping on and getting stung by a bee or a wasp, at least every other summer. Onions are an inexpensive ingredient for every home medicine chest and are a real panacea. I think the woman that wrote that's name was Karen. And she says, if you get stung by a bee or a wasp, just remove the stinger. You can scrape it out with your fingernail, or if you need tweezers, you could probably scrape it out that way without injecting more venom from the bee into you. But all you do is just cut an onion in half and rub it directly over the bite area. I might even take a little bit of onion. You just take the freshly cut side of the onion. I have lemons on the mind. I was reading all these articles about lemons earlier. But isn't that interesting? That an onion could pull the poison out and be a quick solution for you. Anyway, that is definitely food for thought. Now, from someone that was stung by a scorpion, or I've been stung, those are probably, in my mind, the most painful stings that I've ever, you know, been on the receiving end of. Maybe you've been bitten by a king cobra or a black mamba or a death adder. I haven't. Those are probably pretty bad bites there, buddy. I've always found that clay and castor oil does a good job of pulling the pain out very, very quickly. Someone's trying to call right now on the phone line, but I've already gone past, so it's going to go straight to the answer machine. So if you will just hang up and call, just hang up and start over. Sorry about that. That's on me. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. And I promise we'll just get you right in. And so, okay, now you can call 903-586-5257. And I'll get you right in and try to answer whatever questions you may have on this beautiful Saturday morning. Here we go. Good morning. I got you now.
Well, good morning to you.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, thank you, sir. I have glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if the CAN-C would do the same thing as for cataract.
I do not know exactly the answer to that, but I can tell you what does work.
What's that?
There's a product called AC Carbamide by Standard Process. It's just
AC?
Like, capital A, capital C, and then the word carbamide.
Carbamide.
You want me to spell that for you?
Please.
Okay.
Carbamide.
I hope I'm spelling it correctly. CARBAMIDE. Carbamide.
Okay.
Okay, got that.
Sound like what now?
Yeah. My mother has advanced macular degenerate. How do you say that?
You know, you got it right. Macular degeneration.
Yeah, my mother has that. And she gets shots in her eyes.
Well, all they're doing is they're just trying to weld together the leaking pipes, aren't they?
I guess so, because she's 79 this year, and bless her heart. My vision is going downhill real quick.
There are some studies that show that when a person has very low blood levels of vitamin C, they are more prone to glaucoma.
Oh, really?
Well, and you know, the thing of it is, stress tends to deplete you of vitamin C pretty easily. Of course, you don't have any stress, do you?
Not
at the moment. Okay. You mean exactly at this moment? Okay. I'm not making fun of you. I promise I'm not. But it's just universal. If you're living on Earth, you're going to experience stress at some point in time, aren't you?
Oh, we're going through the tribulation. I promise you.
Oh, bless your heart.
Patience experience hope
in
the glory of God.
Oh,
was that Romans chapter 5 you just quoted?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're a genius. I love it. You know what I read the other day, and I think it was in Psalm 34. Maybe I'm wrong, but God is near to the brokenhearted. That made me feel really good. I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to read Romans chapter 5 as soon as I get off the radio. I'm going to refresh my memory. But your is that your husband in the background?
Yes.
I'm thinking that wasn't Satan, because Satan doesn't quote Scripture perfectly like your husband did.
No, I'm going to tell you what stressed me out night before last was Coon got after some of my chickens, and I cried myself to sleep. So
At least it didn't come in the kitchen window like my mother, and she had to chase three coons out with a broom. That was like a circus right there. Well, did they get any chickens?
They got two of them.
Oh, my word. I hate that. How many chickens do you have total?
Well, I have two laying hens, big laying hens now, and I have 10 little baby Rhode Island Reds in the back room back there.
Well, is that what the raccoons got after those baby Rhode Island Reds?
No.
Oh, great. Were they outside up in their in a coop or a roost?
Oh, yes.
Man, those raccoons are so clever. How did they get the door open? Did you put a combination lock on there?
It dug under.
It doesn't take them long, does it?
One of the chickens dug on the back side, inside the pen, right up against the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the raccoon found that spot and dug on the outside and crawled underneath to get them.
Man, they will expose any weakness they can find, right?
Right.
What do you know of a good remedy for a raccoon?
What's that?
Well, I was going to let you tell me. That way I don't come across as the bad guy.
John?
moving right along. Sorry. Well, if you will, with macular degeneration, let me give you just a brief overview for the sake of your mama, because what she has is she has what's called wet. That means the blood vessels are leaking. And so I know I'm going overboard with my explanation, but let me just tell you the number one reason why macular degeneration occurs is because the eye just doesn't have enough oxygen. And if you don't, and the eye actually uses a lot of oxygen, a lot of energy. So yes. If you don't have enough oxygen, your body has one choice. It goes, all right, we have no choice here. We're going to have to grow a whole new set of blood vessels. The problem is it grows blood vessels right over the macula, and it causes you to become blind. And so anything that increases oxygen is going to reverse this and help it. But there's three things that I would consider nutritionally, and just take this with a grain of salt, and we'll see if we can work it out. But there is a mineral called zinc. I want you to do is consider that she may require more zinc than, say, someone that has no macular degeneration. The other thing that I like very much is what I mentioned earlier today. I am very, very fond of wheat germ oil. Of course, I'm very fond of cod liver oil also, just because of the tremendous benefits that you can see when people take them. But one of my favorite things of all time to try to reverse macular is taking usually a capsule of organic kale and Brussels sprouts. Now, I realize I have told many people to eat kale and Brussels sprouts, and I don't know what it's like at your house. Well, I sort of do. You've got raccoons and eating the chickens and all sorts of trouble. But if you take it in a capsule form, that's one guaranteed way that you'll get an even feed of the nutrients that are found in kale and Brussels sprouts. And this is probably just the easiest way to say it. Those nutrients, they seem to really target the macula as far as nourishing and feeding and repairing it. So that's my two cents on that. And
I've been feeding my mama kale. About every week I'll pick her a bunch of kale. And
you are a good daughter. You get an A+.
So we didn't grow Brussels sprouts this year. We'll have to grow them next winter.
I'm going to blame that on the raccoons also. But just find any way to get those things into your mama. But you got to get her up and get her moving. Or is she already real active?
No.
Well, and I'm not trying to be hard here, but the goal is you got to restore function. They got to start walking and moving more. Even if it's just a 10-minute walk a day would help.
Yeah.
She smoked all her life, and she still smokes, and that's robbing her of the oxygen.
Oh, absolutely.
And she can't walk from the living room to the kitchen without getting winded.
Has she volunteered to be the night watchman for the chicken coop? We could give her a shotgun, a good double-barrel 12-gauge. What could go wrong, right?
Mom hates chickens.
So she might shoot the chicken instead of the raccoon. Okay, I got it. Chickens are a little messy.
God bless you for being there.
Well, I appreciate y'all very much for your call, and I wish you the very best. And may the Lord look upon you with great favor, and may his face shine upon you today.
As well with you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the blessing. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. If you'd like to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. I was driving down the road in the dark this morning, and I put the passenger window down, but I could tell that raccoon was trying to look the other way when I drove by. All right, good morning. You'll have to turn your radio down. There you go.
Are you familiar with Whitecoat's hypertension?
Yes, that means every time I come to your office to get my blood pressure checked, I go bonkers and berserk because I'm stressed out.
That's right. What's your best suggestion on that?
Well, what are you trying to accomplish? Not have high blood pressure only when you go to the doctor?
Well, I don't have high blood pressure normally. I can check it.
Oh, well, then I have all the confidence in the world. Well,
it normally runs 117 over 77. 113 over 77.
Okay, how are you going to do any better than that? That's perfect.
But when I go to the doctor for a physical, it shoots up.
Well, let's cover the important topic first. Does your wife think you're perfect?
I wouldn't ask her that.
Oh, never mind. We'll move on to the doctor. Well, okay. The only reason your blood pressure's shooting up is because you know you're going to be measured, and it's just a little stressful. It's nothing more than that. I don't worry about things like that.
Well,
so... If you
I wouldn't worry about it either, but it's DOT physical.
Oh, okay. Now I know where you're coming from. All right. Well, let me give you two or three ideas, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. There is a remedy called Rescue Remedy. And they look like these little bitty purple, maybe violet, gummy bear flowers. they're called pastilles. I think it comes from France. So now, before you shoot this remedy down, just because it's from France, just hang on. It's only about $5, so don't get upset because this is a French remedy. You're supposed to say merci beaucoup. Anyway, but what you'll do is, if you would take several of those and just suck on them, that will help momentarily lower the stress hormones to where you can go and get that done. The other thing that I want you to look into, there's an herbal remedy called kava, K-A-V-A. And you've heard of that before.
Yeah,
but you ought to put it to the test. Pretend somebody's going to check your blood pressure and take some kava ahead of time and Rescue Remedy and see if they can test you and it'll come back normal. Because you want to pass your DOT physical, I know.
Yeah, it's the older I get, the worse it gets. But I've been tested. The other doctor I had in Rust, you know, run me through the... Oh, you know, tested it many times and had me keep a log of it. So he understood it.
But and he didn't give you a hard time at all, did he?
No, and he doesn't give physicals anymore, so I got to go with these other people.
Oh, gotcha.
The one I go to in Jacksonville, he don't even believe in it.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're right and he's wrong.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can do is there's a type of tea called lemon balm tea.
Yes, sir.
That's B-A-L-M. You thought I meant B-O-M-B, like blowing up, right? No, if you'll take lemon balm, that may really, really relax you quite a bit before you go in and have that done.
Is that the very best of the three?
On one level, it's hard to say. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I figured out that everybody's wired a little bit different.
Right.
But if you would take some magnesium ahead of time, and some Rescue Remedy ahead of time, and maybe a little bit of kava and a cup of lemon balm tea, or maybe even chamomile tea, you might say, oh, my word, I'm so chilled out. What could go wrong? And then he checks your blood pressure, and he says, sir, I don't know what you've been doing, but 117 over 77 is quite wonderful. Way to go.
Yeah, I used to, I'm sure you knew Dr. Daniel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was easy to get along with.
I loved him. I mean...
Now, he wasn't one for saying many curse words, though. At least I know that. No.
But I look forward to going to him.
Well, wouldn't you say it's an enjoyable experience when you don't get stressed out going to a doctor?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Have you ever been to a doctor that created more stress than what they should have? That's a rhetorical question, don't I?
I want to now.
Okay, sorry. Do you know what you might do? If you could find a nurse practitioner that would do this physical for you, especially if it was a woman, because you know how women, they're just very caring and very soothing, and they're, I'd say, a little bit more empathetic.
I did that, but he still doesn't believe it. I mean,
oh boy,
he's a hard hit, and he's the only one around that can do it.
Oh, okay. You know? So what is his end? What's he after right here? Does he just expect you to be perfect in order to pass you?
I guess. I mean, it's one of them deals where, you know, he spends 5 minutes in the room with you.
You mean really deep examination techniques?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Totally, yeah. Does he even have time to check your blood pressure? Is he too busy taking notes?
No, he has the little nurse do that.
Okay. Well, you know, when I was in school, and I know this goes back a long time, but they taught us that the most accurate readings are going to be first thing in the morning when you wake up.
Right.
So he probably doesn't want you sleeping in the reception area overnight just to get an accurate reading, does he? But you wouldn't mind, would you?
No, and see, the thing, when I go in there, she checks it first thing without any sitting there being still.
Yeah, but that's the first thing we learn, is you got to let a person kind of chill out and relax first.
Yeah, and the past 3 years they haven't done that. And, you know, the first time he, you know, had me put on some blood pressure medicine. I can't take it because I don't have high blood pressure. It makes me loopy as hell.
Yeah, and there's no reason to take it.
But I can't prove to him, and, you know, I either pass physical or I don't, or I find something else to do.
Well, do you have the blood pressure medication?
Yeah.
I would never tell you to take it the day before you have your test.
Right.
I would never tell you that.
I know.
So, you two can play that game.
Well, the nurse practitioner told me the last one I had to take two of them 2 hours before I go in there. She said, you'll be all right.
Just to give you a heads up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But
well, if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do to pass the physical. Because you want to work, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's it. But I just...
You can't hear what I'm hearing, can you?
No.
This whole building is shaking. I can feel vibrations. They must have like a major... jackhammer excavator where they're tearing McDonald's down. Oh, you've noticed that, did you? Well, I can feel this building shaking. I was looking around going, okay, is somebody in here with a jackhammer? And I said, oh, yeah. They're over there next door, like, whacking away at the concrete, aren't they?
I'm surprised they're working on Saturday, but...
Well, I guess a job is a job, and they want to get it done, right?
Yeah, I can't believe they tore that whole building.
But what's the story on that?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I know they're tearing it down, but is it for the purpose of completely building a brand new one?
Yes.
In the same location?
Yes.
Isn't
it? I understand.
Ooh, they couldn't salvage any of that dirt, could they? They just had to rip it all to shreds.
Well, they said it's been there 32 years. I don't know. Maybe it had some...
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not the building expert. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to feel the earth tremble beneath your feet, come to the radio station right now, and I can do that for you for free.
I hear you.
Anyway.
All right.
I appreciate your phone call, and just do what you gotta do. You'll be fine.
I had the nurse practitioner. I mean, she realized, because I went in there with my blood pressure machine.
And you showed her the readings.
And sat there long enough, and I told her, I said, I just wanted to calibrate mine with yours, make sure it's doing good. And I sat there long enough to, you know, I took three readings when she wasn't in there. When she come back, I took one. And she said, well, that's slow. And I said, that's what I'm trying to tell you, baby.
Well, I think you've done a great job.
But that's when she told me, she said, well, just take two of them 2 hours before you go in there and you'll be all right. But
well,
a shame.
I know, but don't get hung up on that. It's just the way it is. There's going to be a ton of stuff in this world. You just got to work around it. But you know what the truth is. Yes. And so your blood pressure's not high, so I'm proud of you. Way to go.
I've been listening to you for a long time. And
well,
everything you've done has been a blessing.
Oh, you were so kind to me. Thank you.
Man, you know how sometimes you'll sleep on your pillow and it'll get in your eye and, you know, just kind of irritate it?
Yeah.
I had that about 2 weeks ago, and you told somebody to put Castrol on top in there overnight, dude.
It made a difference, didn't it?
Overnight.
Yeah, it's a... Why do you think they call it the Palm of Christ oil for? There's got to be a reason behind it.
My wife couldn't believe me. She said, put it in your eye. I said, yes, because we had the castor oil because I rub it on her.
No, I meant with a syringe. What did you think I meant? I'm joking. Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had her buy a brand new dropper. And she said, what are you going to do with this? We got a dropper. I said, yeah, but I want an absolutely clean dropper, and I'm going to buy a brand new deal of castor oil. You know,
good.
We dipped in the other one and all. And
well, good deal. That's a great story.
In my eye, she said, you're going to what? And I said, Dr. Morgan told me.
If I am not mistaken, the drug that is prescribed pharmaceutically for dry eyes is called Restasis. And one of the components of Restasis is castor oil.
You are kidding.
No. So if they can do it, you can too.
Well, so, I tell you what, we sure are paying for a lot of Maseratis and BMWs.
Or not anyway. But
or
hey,
not.
you're a good man. I appreciate you, and thanks for supporting the station. You're a good dude.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Oh, bless you too. You have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Okay.
If you'd like to join me on the radio, there's plenty of time left in the program. You know, give or take 12 minutes. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hold on, just a second.
Sure.
Turn the radio on. Okay.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Talking about the gentleman who is having a problem with his blood pressure when he goes into the doctor.
Oh, yes. The white coat hypertension. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I tend to do that, too. Just a couple of things that I found out more recently, which I wish I'd known for a long time, is when you go in, don't wear tight clothes, especially anything that cuts you across the middle.
See, I thought about that because this guy that called, he wears skinny jeans. I knew it.
Oh, no.
You're right.
And don't cross your legs.
That's a good idea.
Actually, the nurse told me that. She said, uncross your legs. You know,
does that make a significant difference with you?
It did.
Good. It kind of, you know, when you cross your legs, you're kind of being defensive, or you're crossing your arms. But when you open them up, you're like open and relaxed, right?
Yes, and you're putting a lot of pressure on your body, too, when you cross your legs and when you wear tight clothes.
Oh, yeah. So, there's just a little bit of tension there under all that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea.
It does make a big difference. So just little things you might be able to do.
That's perfect. You know what I like about your suggestion? Anybody could do that.
Sure. Even me.
Especially you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I appreciate your phone call. Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so the gentleman that called earlier, you're going to have to dump the skinny jeans, dude. You're going to have to wear some loose. He knows I'm joking. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, it is such a blessing to be able to listen to you on Saturdays.
Are you serious?
I am majorly serious.
Oh, you are so sweet and kind. I tell you right now, it's better for me having you call. I'm the one that's blessed, so thank you.
Well, thank you. I have a grandson, a 13-year-old grandson, who has acne really bad, and I am wondering what I have to do. We're giving him zinc. We've got flaxseed oil that we're giving him. And the kids all take fish oil. But
what kind of parents do they have?
They have wonderful parents who homeschool them.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's what I thought. The best of all time.
They're part of a gospel music group.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They're, what is their name? The Monkees?
The Bragg family.
Oh, that's just great. That is wonderful. Well, can I give you three or four ideas?
Absolutely.
There is a product that usually sells for about $5 to $6 for a pretty good-sized tub of it. It's called Indian Healing Clay.
Now, it's Indian Healing Clay? Okay.
It's going to have, it's a combination product. It's going to have a bentonite clay and calcium bentonite and maybe some kaolin and clay and usually some volcanic ash.
Okay.
But it's a very good mixture for drawing and pulling out all the gunk that's in those sebaceous glands.
Okay.
And the other thing that I would have you consider, so you could make like a mud pack with that, rub it on the face very simply.
And it's on his back and chest too.
Yeah, totally. But there's one, I have two sales pitches for you today.
Okay.
It sounds like everything that y'all have done is just wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. But what I would do is I would just consider if he, well, let me say it this way first, and I'll come back and I'll give you the lesser of the three evils. There is a type of beneficial microbe that lives inside of the gut that's friendly. Sometimes they're called probiotics, like Lactobacillus acidophilus or
yes.
Bifidobacterium.
Yeah.
It takes a while for those to work. I can't get them to work in one day.
Okay.
But if you give him probiotics, stick with it for a good month to 6 weeks and see if his skin's not at least 70% better.
I know, right?
That may not sound super fabulous, but you got to change the chemistry of the body, and this is one of the ways of doing that.
Okay, they're into probiotics, but I don't know that it's been a regular thing. So, okay. So
well, and so we might just fine-tune that to where it's like pretty great amounts every day for
okay.
a while, and we'll look for a difference.
Okay.
The other thing I want to consider is, and this is just a simple idea, every so often I'll see someone with horrible, horrible acne, and I'll usually find there's one food that they are eating that's triggering huge amounts of irritation, inflammation.
Okay.
And I would say there's always a pretty good chance that chocolate or sugar could be at the top of the list.
Okay.
And so that's only food for thought, but I've seen, well, let me say women. This is a boy, right?
Yes.
13?
Yes.
Does he have a deep bass voice for the group?
Not yet.
Not yet,
but he's a good bass guitarist.
He's probably... Can I sing this one, Dad? No, I'm joking about that.
But the voice is going up and down right now.
Well, you're supposed to at that age, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding? Mine was horrible. I think they made fun of me nonstop. I had ruthless sisters. They had no mercy. Anyway, but you might want to consider there's something that he could be eating that may be triggering the inflammatory response. And so there are some studies that essentially shows that this is none other than insulin resistance or diabetes of the skin. So you've got to greatly reduce the sugar. Now, if he eats an apple or a watermelon or a pineapple, I don't worry about that sugar. But
okay.
it's the refined sugar in chocolate that's probably going to be the greatest trigger.
Okay. All right. So he needs to really just be more on the fruit and get rid of all of this.
I can tell you right now, his skin will start... I think I told you that story about my daughter Jane. She's, what, 20 right now, but when she was a little girl, I took her to one of those water parks when she was like 6 or 7 years old, and she's the only one that didn't use sunscreen. She didn't even burn a lick, not even a little bit. She probably ate about 7 mangoes, you know, right before, and she got all those nutrients for her skin. And so I'm going, well, I think I could learn a lesson from that. But so yes, fruit and vegetables, they contain nutrients that greatly benefit the microbes that live in the gut and the health of the skin. They really do.
Okay. What is lactobacillus?
I did say that kind of fast. I apologize to you. That's just the specific name of a friendly bacteria that when it resides in great populations within the gut of this gorgeous 13-year-old man-child, that he will have a very healthy body.
Okay, and it's lactobacillus, and that would...
Well, and that's going to be under the category of a beneficial bacteria, or what I called probiotic. I just kind of lumped everything in the probiotic category. So the more beneficial bacteria that he has living inside of him, the less acne he's going to have. So if we go backwards, has he been on either a junk food diet or antibiotics?
No antibiotics. They love ice cream. That's not good.
Is it homemade, though?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, great. Could you tell me the brand name? Would you mind sharing that with me?
Let's see. What do we have?
It wouldn't be Bluebell, would it?
Well, that's one of them. That's
really?
One of them.
Well, what's the family's favorite Bluebell?
Bluebell and Golden Brook.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean they go to Brookshire's, do they?
Absolutely. Brookshire's is it.
Okay. Well, what's the flavor of Golden Brook they get? Is that like Dutch chocolate or something?
They like vanilla. They love the chocolate. They love Rocky Road.
Oh.
Bride cake.
You know, that could be one of the greatest sins on earth is eating Rocky Road.
It probably is. Yeah,
it's like a whole different level of evil, isn't it?
It really is.
You know what the Bible says, flee from temptation. You have to run from that stuff.
That's it, absolutely.
No, and that is because of those dairy, well, just, I mean, and that was the other thing I was going to tell you. It's usually milk chocolate that evokes the strongest response to acne, so...
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what I've discovered, yes.
Okay, now what about, milk itself? Milk's not a problem, is it?
Well, I don't know that it is, but let me say it this way. When I said that bad acne is kind of called diabetes of the skin, I'm technically correct about that. You're getting insulin resistance, but the food that has the highest amount of insulin-like growth factor is dairy products. And so if he didn't have any ice cream or dairy products or a glass of milk, you might see a drastic change in about 3 to 7 days.
Okay, so dairy products are...
This kid should be calling me and thanking me right now for the kale and the broccoli and the cauliflower diet.
Actually, do you know he loves those kinds of things?
Well, if he eats those, good. He's perfect.
Okay.
He is literally perfect. Having me eat those.
Okay.
And just try those things, but just try cutting out dairy and chocolate and sugar for just a few short days. And see if this is the most gorgeous the skin's been.
Okay, so dairy and chocolate sugar. Okay.
I had my daughter, Sarah, this was years ago. She says, Dad, I have absolutely the biggest zit on my forehead you've ever seen in your life. I said, I seriously doubt that. And then I saw it, and I said, you know what? I will never doubt you again, daughter. That was pretty accurate. But anyway, she put castor oil on it overnight, and it was nearly gone by morning time.
Okay.
I'm telling you, castor oil, I think every household should have castor oil.
Okay. So that will help us. Okay, all right.
You don't even have to wait to put a bottle of it in a stocking for Christmas. You can give them a bottle right now. It'll be Christmas in June.
There you go. That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
Well, he sounds like a great kid. You're just really crazy about him, aren't you?
I am. I've got 8 wonderful grandkids.
I know, but I want you to be honest with me. Is he your favorite?
I can't say that.
No. Nobody's listening. It's just you and I. So is he your? He's your favorite boy, grandson, isn't he?
Well, I've got wonderful ones. I just can't say that.
Are you afraid they're listening and recording this program?
Could be.
Okay, I got you. I'm gonna give you a free pass then. That's very, very sweet of you to call on his behalf. But it's not gonna hurt him to apply a thin layer of castor oil to his face about an hour before bedtime. And it's just one of those very... You know, have you ever seen castor oil before or felt it? It's just it's a very thick, viscous oil. It's not quite as thick as honey. But you're thinking, are you serious? This is oil? Yeah, it's just very thick and viscous. So if he applies that, just give it about an hour prior to bedtime and see if the skin doesn't start doing much, much better. Because I really want him to have beautiful, clear, clean, healthy skin.
Absolutely.
I do not want him having permanent marks on his gorgeous face.
I don't either.
Because his future wife one day is going to say, I get it. You were eating Golden Brook the whole time you were 13, right?
Exactly. Okay. Absolutely. She'll know all that, won't she?
Yeah, of course, he might marry a Brookshire and have to eat the Golden Brook to, you know, keep family harmony, right?
You never know.
That's right. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.